This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, we are here together to pay homage shortly and in quick order to boxing legend Muhammad Ali. So I'm going to say what I really think about all this, and then people can be aghast and they can do whatever is what they think the politically correct thing to do is. The politically correct thing to do is to talk about how wonderful this guy was. And how the politicians loved him, and everybody wanted to be near to him, and what a legend he was, and yada, yada, yada. Sorry, no sale for me. I think this guy represented all that is horrible. Well, in the sense he overcame a lot of things, the impossible odds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But think of how we're glamorizing a guy who spent his life beating the crap out of people. That's what he did. That's how he became well known. He beat the living crap out of people, and he's some kind of hero. For me, he was a street thug, and not somebody who is worthy of a lot of attention. A lot of I appreciate the fact that he overcame a lot of odds. What is it, the old against all odds thing? But to be celebrated as a person who lived his life and became famous because he could beat the crap out of people, and I'm about to use the other word, that's what he did. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'm not a boxing fan, but at all, because I just don't like watching that.
No.
And I don't like, I'm not a fan of any kind of violence at all. I think you and I are very similar in that way. But I think beyond that, I mean, and from the limited things that I know about him, politically and culturally, I think that he represented a large number of people who felt frustrated at a very difficult time in our country's history. So yeah. I feel like he is beyond the ring. There was so much more to him, and I don't think that
he would
marginalized.
Never have been anywhere. But probably, yeah, well, let's. You're,
but so many people. But so many people have some other vehicle that gets them into the spotlight that allows them to do other things and have a better message.
I appreciate your point of view, and I can understand why you would think that way. But the fact that he got to where he is because he beat the crap out of people, and he would never have amounted to anything were he not able to do that, or it is hard to imagine he might have been able to amount to something if he wasn't a good boxer. I find it appalling, frankly, that people think that this guy was some kind of a hero. Yes, he did help to focus the problems that we have with race in our country. Yes, he did do that. He also is a poster child for what happens to you when you beat the hell, or somebody beats the hell out of your head. Because he had all the things we've been talking about with regard to football and soccer and hockey and other things that happened to you when your head continues to be rattled. Your head is floating. Your brain floats inside your skull. And when you beat the hell out of it, or somebody beats the hell out of you, then, you know, people say, oh, it's so sad he had Parkinson's disease. For God's sake, what do you expect was going to happen to him? And another, this denial, or the politically correct way of looking at him and his life. Okay, so he did some things that were very helpful, and maybe he brought the cause along somewhat.
Well, I think he did a lot. I think he gave a voice to people who had no voice at that time.
Okay, maybe he did. I'll give you that. Maybe he did. But I think it's appalling that we celebrate someone who made his living beating up other people. I just, it overshadows the other stuff. And the fact that he died of Parkinson's at a fairly early age, for 30-some-odd years he'd had Parkinson's. Because that's what happens to your head. You get Parkinson's, you get Alzheimer's, you get dementia, because you've knocked your brain around for so long, there's nothing left.
I mean, that makes sense, but do we know that there's actually a link? I mean, Michael J. Fox never beat up anybody.
I didn't say it was the cause of all of it, but yes, there is a definitive link. It's easily checked. There is a link between Parkinson's. Jack Anderson, who was a columnist and a friend of mine for a long, long time, was a very famous national columnist. He got mugged and hit over the head with a pipe. When he was walking home to his, he lived in a neighborhood of Washington where he could walk back and forth to his office. I think he lived on Connecticut Avenue. But he was walking home one night, 9 o'clock, and he got mugged by a guy who hit him with a pipe. And about 4 or 5 years later, he developed Parkinson's and died of it at the age of 84. But he had Parkinson's that came, and they did they're examining what's going on with him. He didn't have any of his family. They attributed it to the blow on the head that basically dislodged his brain.
Mm.
So, yes.
That's what CTE is, right? When it moves your brain around too much from injury? Yeah.
Yep, yeah, yeah. And that's what is a direct, you see a lot of that. That's the business, excuse me, that we've been talking about with regard to football.
Right.
So, anyway, those of you who want to pay tribute to the guy, fine. I don't, he doesn't fit into that wheelhouse with me, but that's just me. Not disagreeing with what Victoria said at all. I think there are a lot of people who gave the cause, and I think that's why the likes of Bill Clinton talking about him over the weekend. Yeah, there was a lot to be said for what he'd accomplished, but it's too bad. Maybe I'll put it this way. It's too bad he couldn't have accomplished it using another vehicle. I guess maybe that's where it is for me. 888-302-3684. We have a continuous conversation on Twitter at Good Day Show. Also, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. A lot of people think Facebook is on its way out. Is it? Is it MySpace 2016? I wonder about that. Here's something that's not on its way out. It's something that's on its way in and up. The MyPillow discussion. MyPillow. Mike Lindell. You see his picture all over the place on television. You hear people talking about him on the radio. He was making MyPillows and selling them wholesale to other people who would put their labels on them. And he said, you know, or at least somebody may have gotten to him and said, Mike, got a good product. Let's sell it retail. Come on, let's go. So that's what he did, and that's why his ads are everywhere. He's spending a lot of money advertising and telling people about MyPillow, how wonderfully well it fits. We've got them. I've got them in my house, and Victoria's got them in her house. The fill inside is a special fill, and because you dry it and wash it and do all kinds of things, when you use it, you're able to shape it so that it fits around you the way you want. The way you want or need support, whether it's your head, use your neck, whatever it is, this is a special, very special pillow. And because it is a very special pillow, we got a very special offer for you. You buy one MyPillow by dialing 800-874-8985. Get a great night's sleep with this pillow. 800-874-8985. And then, when you call that number, use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen, DS, and you'll get another pillow free. Two pillows, price of one. Great deal, great sleeping. This is the best. 800-874-8985. I wouldn't tell you about it if it wasn't the best, or at least we didn't. We find everybody's usage is different, and maybe it may affect you one way or another. If you don't like the pillow, you get your money back. That's simple enough. 800-874-8985. The promo code is DS to get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one free. 800-874-8985.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello to Jeff Devaney, listening in Clarkston, Washington, to the Good Day program, where we highlight what happened in Switzerland yesterday. The voters there rejected a proposal for a guaranteed basic income for everybody. Voters rejected the initiative by a wide margin. A lot of debate. What it would have done was give everybody a monthly income of $2,563 for adults, $600 and something for kids. Everybody would get money for doing nothing.
It's very Bernie Sanders-esque.
It is kind of, yeah. Right. They say it would have promoted public service. Giving people money for nothing doesn't promote anything except laziness. I don't even begin to understand it. And the people in Switzerland, to their credit, fairly significantly, Finland is discussing an initiative that's pretty much along the same lines. The Scandinavian countries, very progressive or liberal or whatever. One of the no voters called the plan a real danger, arguing that once people get their basic needs covered, society doesn't feel responsible to look after the ones who can really, the people who really can work versus those who can't. Everybody's treated the same. No. No, no, no. Bad. Oof. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It doesn't seem like much of an incentive to work hard. No. Or to work at all.
It is. It's an incentive not to do anything.
Yeah.
Which I think is obviously not from... That idea is not cut from the same cloth that I've had any experience with. So, anyway, there's some food for thought if you'll... pardon the... not pardon the expression. Food for thought. It is good. 20. It's a good thought. Work. Make money. Good. 21 after the hour and good day.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive.
Way too long.
Then I heard you was talking trash.
I fought a mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days to Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday.
So this is.
This is a song that Kanye did with Rihanna and Paul McCartney last year, the year before.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is when Kanye West put Paul McCartney on the map. It wasn't before that. Nobody knew who Paul McCartney was.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. So the weather sort of put a damper on the governor's ball in New York, which is a weekend sort of thing on Randall's Island.
Yep.
Kanye West was there while his house was in danger of burning to the ground because of the wildfires out in Calabasas County. But he was there. Why would they invite him? I thought we've all sort of agreed he's, other than his ego, that's about all he's got going for him.
Well, his I'm not a huge fan of Kanye's, but his new album, The Life of Pablo, has definitely blown up, and so he was the Sunday headliner.
Why is it called The Life of Pablo? Pablo who?
You would have to ask him. No one knows. And he's never said. Okay. So, I don't know. He changed the name of the album a lot. But he debuted his album at Madison Square Garden and sold out Madison Square Garden while he did his own fashion show.
Really?
So he's a force. I mean,
he's a cultural
icon.
Yes.
He is. He's a force. So, lots of Kanye fans very upset that Gov Ball got canceled yesterday. But it was just flooding here in New York City. All day long.
Yeah. All right. Also supposed to appear alt rock favorite Death Cab for Cutie from Australia. Are they from? No, they're not from Australia, are they?
No, they're from Seattle. Right. I believe Seattle or Portland. No, Portland.
Would they be considered a garage band? Is that how they get started? Could you consider them?
They're indie rock. Yeah, they're the garage band thing. Definitely would be like the father figure of indie rock.
Okay.
I think if we do chronologically,
so
I think that's how it would go.
Were you in? Were you planning to be in attendance at this thing?
No, because I don't.
What's it cost
like,
to go?
It's no more than any other concert.
Why do they call it the Governor's Ball though? What's significant?
Governor's Island is also what they call Randall's Island.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And it's only open in the summertime.
Ah.
So you can't get to it in the rest of the year. But what happened with Kanye, though, which was interesting, he knew his fans were really disappointed. He was stuck here in New York City. So last night, at around midnight, he sent out a tweet to his followers, basically hinting that he was going to do an impromptu show at Webster Hall, which holds 1,500 people. 4,000 showed up, and he couldn't do a concert there because it was also mayhem.
Yeah.
He had to get special permission from the mayor, and they didn't have enough police at the time. It was just too impromptu.
Well, what kind of a stupid thing is that? At midnight, you say, come and I'll do a concert, and not have a real venue secured. Come on.
Well, the venue was fine. It was just there was no support for the venue. I mean, the police have to be involved and things like that.
Yeah. All right, on the other side, Taylor Swift again. This is a very clever lady getting attention. She decided to crash a wedding, showed up in New Jersey to surprise fans. Max Singer and Kenya Smith crashed their wedding, played her hit Blank Space at the reception. She did this last year, I think, too, didn't she?
She likes crashing weddings and bridal showers and things like that. She really is devoted to her fans, for sure.
Yeah. So apparently the bride knew of the plan for her to surprise the rest of the people there. It's good. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Let's have a little fun.
She's nursing her heartbreak by giving back.
Isn't that sweet? Very nice. All right, so that's the Taylor Swift story of the day. It seems like we get one of those pretty much every day. 20 after the hour, 28 past the hour, rather, on Good Day.
Other people can't have your experiences. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when we are hurt by someone, we try really hard to incite other people to be equally as angry with that person. The problem with this approach, though, is that we cannot get others to have our same experiences. We can get others to empathize with us, however. And hey, isn't that our goal anyway? So if your goal is to have others empathize with your struggles, then it's wise to know there's a more effective way to make this happen than trying to provoke others to share your same upsetting experiences. What you can do is learn to accurately express yourself. In other words, instead of needing others to be equally as angry, you can focus on trying to be clear about what hurt you and how you'd like someone to validate what you're experiencing. To learn how to express yourself accurately, visit drchristianconti.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time is 34 after the hour. Hello, welcome to Monday. This is the Good Day program. 6/6/16. Good day to write checks. Doesn't have a good feel to it. 6/6/16. Or do you write it out?
It's a little too close to 666 for me.
Oh, really? There's somebody I know in the radio business lives at 666. Is it First Avenue? I'm 666 somebody. I've seen the big signs on the side of the building. Right. What is there about that that turns you off, Kara? What are you worried about?
I don't know. I'm just making a joke. I'm not actually that superstitious normally, but...
Normally. But in this case...
Yeah, how did the 666 thing become a thing? I don't know.
Let me do the research for it.
All right, good for you. Keep working at it. Meanwhile, it's good day, good news time, Monday morning. If you just have won $5.8 million, would you finish your shift as a kitchen worker? Here's a fellow who did just that. Armando Guillen discovered last week that he'd won all kinds of dough in a scratch-off lottery during a break from his work at a pub in England. This guy could be up for Employee of the Year. He didn't tell anybody that he won. Finished out his 12-hour shift. And he went home. Said now he plans to use the money to pay for his two daughters to go to college. Also donate some money to his favorite charities. Father of two girls. Came from Gambia in Africa. Moved to the U.K., in 2009, got a driver's permit, not been able to afford the lessons to get his actual license, though. He says that will change. He's going to buy himself a car with the money. He's also moving his family out of the one-bedroom apartment that he's currently living in to a three-bedroom apartment. But he didn't tell anybody. He just went about his money. He must have told somebody sooner or later. Or do they do over there, Victoria, like we do over here? And part of the taking of the money is a requirement that you be public. You would have to show up and identify yourself for the promotional purposes that come with winning that kind of dough.
I don't know. Is it different for scratch-offs?
I don't know. I don't know that much about any of this stuff. I've never won anything. Have you?
Nothing scratch-off or lottery-wise, no.
Really? What have you won?
Well, we went to a charity last night to raise money for the dog rescue that we work with, and
yeah.
I put in a little silent auction ticket for this adorable little handmade cashmere dog sweater, and I won that. So I was very happy that I won that.
Are you gonna
but
use
that's
that
about
for
the extent.
Brutus, what's your dog's name?
Bentley.
Bentley, Brutus.
Bentley, yep.
So, does it fit Bentley?
It's a little big, but he likes cashmere.
All right, so the Powerball and Mega Millions. I think Powerball is $160 million this week, $240 million for Powerball, if you're interested in taking a shot at some of the things that are here and available. People in the news, before we meet Dr. Matt Mandel, who's going to help us understand what's going on. There's a lot of attention being given to multiple sclerosis. There's a real problem with a lot of it on the heel of MS Day. World MS Day was last week, so I want to highlight that a little bit. But before we do, the Pope made news this weekend, approving new legal procedures which would remove bishops who are found to be negligent when it comes to abuse cases.
Good.
Survivors of sexual abuse at the hands of priests have accused the Vatican of shifting rapists around to different locations. Never mind accused, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Pope says that we will no longer allow this to happen. He will punish bishops who undertake the protecting of these scum. He didn't say that. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
But that's what they are. They are scum. And
yep.
Cardinal Law did it in Boston and escaped being prosecuted by getting on a plane when he knew he was going to get arrested and going to the Vatican where you can't arrest anybody. Mm-hmm. He's scum. And these priests and people that have protected them are scum.
I haven't seen that movie Spotlight yet, but I heard
very
it's
good.
Really well done.
Amazing. Yeah, you need to see that.
Yep.
Very important. People in the News Part 2, Jack Black is not dead. Jack Black is alive. Apparently there were some hackers who tweeted that he was dead. It was apparently just a prank. So, Jack Black, here's a, what is the, who's Tenacious D? I don't know who Tenacious D.
That's his little duo group that he sings with. They're comedy songs. Yeah.
So they tweeted, somebody hacked it? Is that what happened?
Yes, someone hacked into their Twitter, yeah.
Calm down, guys. Just a prank. Really, I don't think I'd like to be the victim of this kind of a prank.
No, of course
right?
not. Of course not.
No. Forget that. Jack Black has been the victim, though, of a number of death hoaxes. Why? What are people trying to accomplish with that?
You know, there just seems to be the same small group of celebrities who always have a death hoax. Someone hacks into their account. Yeah, it's very bizarre to me. I never understand the death.
I never understood either. And there are tons of celebrities and a lot of, like, singers and actors that this happens to, like...
Ricky Martin dies once a month.
Yeah, exactly.
And Richard Simmons dies every week. I mean,
well, Simmons apparently has gone off the deep end. I saw something about him over the weekend suggesting he was checked into Cedars-Sinai because he was acting in a very strange manner. And so
he claims it was dehydration.
Yeah, but there's something else.
I don't know. There's something else there.
There's too many of these sorts of reports that... 2 and 2 is still 4 in my book. 4 and 4 is 8, 8, 8, 16, 16, 16, 32, 32 and 32 is 64, 64, 64, 64, 128. And we'll pause now while I take a breath. In a moment, we'll meet Dr. Matt Mandel, who comes from a company that actually is headquartered here in Framingham. The discussion will bring us back to this global MS campaign. Friends of mine, one of my farmer friends here in Framingham has MS. This is nothing to trifle with. We'll talk about it in a moment so you'll have a little more awareness of it. And perhaps, in fact, you probably know somebody who has it. They just have never told you they have it. It's a very, very, this is a really a broad problem that doesn't get much attention. So I want to shine a spotlight on it for a few minutes. Up next here on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. It's Father's Day and graduation gift-giving season, so think tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with 5 brands for his technology gift list.
Upgrade Dad's TV with LG's Super UHD TVs. These smart TVs are LG's best 4K LED televisions. They have both HDR10 and Dolby Vision, giving you a billion rich colors and deeper blacks to make images come to life. 2 great tools for Dad. The Dremel Velocity, a multi-purpose tool with 7 amps of power. The fastest oscillating tool on the market, and the RotoZip RotoSaw Plus with dust vault attachment. It collects up to 90% of dust and debris. For something stylish, they'll love the Moto 360 second gen smartwatch. It syncs with your smartphone using Bluetooth, bringing notifications right to your wrist, from appointments to traffic updates. It features voice activated technology and built-in fitness tracker. You can find this at Verizon. And a phone screen cracks every 2 seconds. So check out Motorola's Droid Turbo 2 with Moto Shatter Shield. It's the world's first shatterproof display. It has a 48-hour battery life and Motorola's best camera yet. You can even personalize it with Moto Maker. Lastly, the Amazon Tap. This thing is amazing. It's the portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled speaker that comes to life with the Alexa voice service. Tap the microphone button and ask for music. Hear the news and more, all in 360-degree omnidirectional audio. It's lightweight and easy to take on the go.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor, P.U.
Yes.
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Dr. Matt Mandel is Medical Director of Medical Affairs at Sanofi Genzyme. Dr. Mandel, welcome to Good Day. I will tell you that I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I'm sure that rings a bell with you because one of the Genzyme research facilities is here about 2 miles from where I'm sitting, as a matter of fact.
That's completely true. I actually live one town over from you.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Are you in Southboro?
Wellesley.
In Wellesley. Okay, good for you. All right, well, let's talk about what we need to know. Last week was the official sort of recognition of MS, and the questions about what happens to people. I said a few minutes ago, I'm interested if you agree with me. Most of us know somebody who has MS. We just don't know that they have MS. Would you say that was an accurate statement?
I would say yes, that's a very accurate statement.
Yeah. How does it manifest? How does multiple sclerosis, how does one know, or what's one feeling if he's going through or she going through this?
Right. Let's quickly start at the beginning. So, you know, MS is it's actually a disease of the immune system where the brain and spinal cord essentially is attacked by the person's own immune system. So it's known as an autoimmune disease. So the manifestations are really anything that you can think of that the brain and spinal cord controls, which obviously is. A lot of issues potentially. However, you know, the majority of symptoms, especially early in the disease, are hidden. Are things that others can't see, which is what you're touching on. So, things like fatigue, problems with cognition and memory, can happen, and those sorts of things. So, you know, while the patient may be for lack of a better word, you know, suffering with many issues, you as an observer may not be able to necessarily see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you at Sanofi have done a survey to try to find out more about the specifics of what people are suffering or what people know about it. What was the aim of the survey that you conducted?
Yes, so the survey was called the Versus MS Survey. As you're right, you know, sponsored conducted by my company, which is Sanofi Genzyme. The survey itself looked at queried over 1,000 MS patients and then over 500 of their care partners, and was rather extensive, asking them questions about not only their physical functioning with the disease, which is maybe something, you know, that observers would see, but also the social-emotional effects of their disease, and those more hidden symptoms. The purpose being to really to awaken everyone to how serious this disease can actually be.
Mm-hmm.
Including other physicians and, you know, the patients and care partners.
All right. So in a few seconds, the essence of what you're expecting, is there a new treatment that Sanofi is working on?
Well, there's a variety of new treatments out there for MS. This wasn't really directed at treatment per se. This was really... directed again at exposing how serious this illness
is. I mean, it's educational quotient of, as I sort of suggested there at the beginning, we all know somebody who's got it, but we don't know that. Dr. Mandel, thank you for being here on Good Day.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on Good Day. Welcome back to our conversation at this moment, focused on the technology that we all must use. I had over the weekend, my laptop was converted to Windows 10. I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
It
I thought you weren't going to avoid that.
Well, how do you avoid it if it automatically does it?
Oh.
I get notices on my computers that I use here in the studio, but my laptop's downstairs, and I use it at the kitchen counter for things. Meredith uses it for stuff, and so I went to it yesterday morning, and there was a picture of a window on it, and I thought, this is unusual. I don't usually see that. And then I looked at it, and it had automatically installed Windows 10. It doesn't do it on the. I don't know why it does it on a laptop and doesn't do it on and I'm happy about it, although I did fiddle with it a little bit, Victoria, and found that I don't like the way it treats email, because it doesn't allow you to use Outlook, which I like. It
right.
Helps me sort things out a little bit easier, or at least I'm told you can't use it, but the rest of it seemed actually functional and faster. Seemed to work faster than the rest. I made up my mind that I wasn't going to like it, and I don't know that I am, because I haven't used it. I've just used it a little bit yesterday to look up some farm stuff, and it seemed to the one thing that I got out of it was that it worked faster than what has been my experience with Windows 7, which is what I'm using now. Windows 8 was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was never any Windows 9, was there?
I don't know Windows. I don't know. I just know people hate Windows 10, including my mom.
Yeah, right.
So,
don't like
but
it.
Hey, I hope it works out for you. That's great.
Me too. Keep our fingers crossed. In a moment, how to solve Netflix buffering. If you have Netflix and you've noticed that those people, sometimes the movie or the television show just stop, or it has those little things that are a little, what they look like, brain disengagement or something. Your eyes are coming apart. No, that's not what happened. That's buffering. And we'll talk about how you can avoid that in a moment here on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so the excitement that we have when we're watching Scandal, we are now, we're doing our binge on Scandal from the early seasons, so, and we have Netflix buffering from time to time, as does pretty much everybody else. There's a new site powered by Netflix that shows you how to fix this. How? Why is there a problem in the first place? I guess it would be my question.
Well, it's an internet connection issue, and it's the speed of your internet that is what dictates your buffering. And so there's a website called fast.com, and you can check it on your phone or your tablet, your computer or your TV, wherever you view Netflix, and it'll show you how fast or slow your internet connection is. It can't solve it, but it can help diagnose what the problem is. And it's a free service. Netflix has requirements for, if you're going to watch regular internet connection, it's 3 megabits per second for standard definition TV. All of us live in the HD world, so you would need 5 megabits. And if you have ultra HD content, you need 25. Now, peak times to watch Netflix, not surprisingly, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., when everyone's catching up on everything. And that's when typically your internet will be a lot slower and causes a lot of buffering. So a reboot of your internet box can actually help in most cases. You just have to make sure that when you power it down, you have it disconnected from the power for a full 30 seconds before you reboot, and that typically will solve the problem unless you have a real, real issue with your internet connection. But that's Netflix owns fast.com, and they want people to be happier with the service, so it's interesting.
So if you can't fix it, you commit Harry Carey, and everything would be wonderful. The end of life as we know it. 59 after on Good Day.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.